Pennsylvania Ballet continues its 50th anniversary season amidst an announcement that its longtime artistic director is stepping down. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, Roy Kaiser has expanded the repertoire, encouraging innovation while building on tradition and the specific talents of the dancers.
Pennsylvania Ballet performs work by famed choreographers of the 20th century, including George Balanchine, who gave great support to the company in its early days. Artistic director Roy Kaiser has also championed existing contemporary works, such as Robert Weiss's 2011 ballet, named for the 1868 piano concerto by Edvard Grieg. He's added 56 company premieres, each of which have met particular standards.
They're really good ballets, and I think I have the dancers at that time to perform these works. I mean, different ballets have different requirements.
Kaiser, who joined as a dancer in 1979, has been shaping the company as artistic director since 1995. He says he's looked for dancers who have great technique and musicality, but also personality and imagination.
I like to describe the company as a company of individuals who work together and perform as a real ensemble. Whether you're the star in the spotlight center stage, or whether you're the 32nd girl in the corner of the stage, you know, doing Swan Lake.
Kaiser has also actively commissioned new works and has added 34 world premieres, including this week's performance of a new work by Trey McIntyre. Also on the program is Christopher Wheeldon's After the Rain and Robert Weiss's Grieg Piano Concerto.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.